You might like to open your Bible, if you would, to the book of Romans chapter 1 for a moment. Romans in chapter 1. Perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your interest that we might be moved and motivated, stirred and stimulated to be exercised in the light of your wonderful plan and purpose, even found and finalized on Calvary's cross. God, thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen. In our study this morning, we want to just have to go sidetrack a bit from our study in the Gospel of John and remind you that what used to be is no more. And all the wonderment that we had of Mother's Day and all of those wonderful things years ago, that has basically evaporated for a number of reasons. And what we used to do and could do and was quite acceptable, that isn't anymore. A whole other realm has occurred. And we need to address that in order to appreciate all that disappears on our level, in our world, doesn't disappear with God. God's a wonderful person. He's always the same. He means the same. He loves the same. He cares the same. So there's no question. So now, looking backwards, you cannot be what you are not. You understand that? You can't be a cabbage if you're a plum. Is that right? You can't be what you aren't. So all the effort and all the energy to be something you aren't is futile. People are doing it with great zeal, but it's a waste of time, as you'll see. And you cannot have what you don't have. You can't produce something if you don't have it. No matter how you cut the cookie, you can't do it. So when it comes to family, marriage, and mother and father and all that, you can't produce what you aren't. No matter how you do it, no matter how you want to, you just can't do it. And you cannot do what you cannot do. You just can't produce it, you can't have it, you can't do it. And the quickest and easiest way I can sum this up for you is in Romans chapter 1 and reminding you of humanity. Think of Noah. In the days of Noah, they did evil continually. They cared little about family, etc. They were into it without God. When you get into why you're created and why we're here and on the rules and regulations, you leave God out, it's not going to work. Now, here, chapter 1 of Romans, I'm going to read it for all of us again. Because that which may be known of God is manifest, made public, clear, plain, where? In the heart, in them. Why? For God hath showed it unto them. Therefore, God, you don't flunk out. If you did it, then you certainly do it. Everyone understands God when they're born. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, his deity, so that they are without excuse. So that God, no one creates flowers, bugs, birds, bees, and people like you do. No one. No one can do it. It's just God, only you do it. And it doesn't evolve. Verse 21. Because that which may be that when they knew God, knowing God, verse 19, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. So when they had the advantage, they didn't take it, and they refused to God, because our system that their people are raised in is a godless system, and we tend to our societies, nations, we have politics, we have religions, but without God. And so therefore they glorified him not as God, they were not thankful, and thus they excluded God. And they professed, verse 22, themselves to be wise, and they became fools. So far we're all right, we'll understand that. Now, and the result, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. So we changed. They leaving God out, you've got to have some explanation, religion and otherwise. So we got to have it. So we changed everything to birds, beasts, etc. And not only did we do that, stars, sun, moon, astrology, all of those things we substituted in place of God. And then not only that, we went further than that, because once you go downhill, once you start the snowball down the hill, the snowball gets bigger and bigger, and it's harder and harder to stop. Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Not only did they louse up their physical being and mental, moral being, for this cause, verse 26, God gave them up, because they're just going the wrong direction, and they insist on going there. Vile affections, for even the women, their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense, that reward, that recompense payment of their error, and was meet and fitting. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain, have and to hold, the verb is, did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate, a mind that would not approve, would not accept, a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, suitable, fitting. God gave us up to do all kinds of silly things that don't come out right at all. So God, here we are, and our society has gone down, always going downhill, even with all of the electronic and media and geniuses of medicine and everything. All of those wonderful things were still going downhill. Our humanity has not got better. You can't beat Cain, who built the city, and them, the Tower of the Babel, the Egyptians who built pyramids, the Incas who did brain surgery. How are you going to beat? They were brilliant people. They didn't have what we have. But boy, could they produce. Now, so we're going down. We have smartphones. They didn't have smartphones. So they couldn't rely on a smartphone. They had to rely on just their humanity and their brains, as it were. Now, having said that a little bit, so here's our society going down. I don't need to give you all the stuff about it, but as it comes to gender, we don't know who we are, what we are. We have bathroom problems and all kinds of problems of identity, male and female, and all of the other stuff. And it's all cuckoo, if that's all right. It's wrong as can be. And we're fed it. 50 years ago, you would never hear such things. But boy, do you hear it now. And we have accepted it. Why do we accept it? Because if you can't beat it, you can't cure it, you can't fix it. We legislate it. We agree to make it acceptable. What was unacceptable becomes acceptable because we don't know how to handle it, we don't know what to do about it, we don't care what to do about it, and downhill we go. So as we go downhill, the conditions created by we aren't doing right, and the conditions cause wrong kind of things and trouble, and the system without God, we are not responsible. We are not ready to put anything in order because we aren't responsible. We don't feel we're responsible. Who's responsible for it? It isn't humans. It isn't us. Must be somebody else. And so the thinking is wrong, and the practice comes out wrong, and the children are raised wrongly, and this results in confusion, and the realities don't go away. We can call this a fox an antelope, but it won't change a thing. We can call a tomato a pineapple. It won't make any difference what you do. It's the realities. You can't get rid of the realities. But we aren't trying to get rid of the realities. As you know, we've said 5,000 times. Isaiah 5:20, we call darkness light and light darkness. We call good evil and evil good. We call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. Isaiah 5:20. We turn everything upside down. That's how we live with all this, because we call it right. And the guy or the gal that's trying to see it right, they call them wrong, intolerant, ungracious. That's the only way we can handle this, and to keep pushing and pressuring. So the wonderment, the awesomeness of being a woman is very hard. Being a mother is hard. And remember, you know, we did this years ago, and you know it. If you want to understand where is the devil, the god of this world, prince of the power of the air, what system does he have? The woman. Remember Adam and Eve. Eve took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve also, Genesis 3:20, is the mother of all living. So where does the society's temperature, the barometer, the pressure, where does it show up? In the woman. At the state and value of a woman in a given society will tell you the temperature and the barometer of where it's headed. How they value mother, woman, family governs where it's all going. Do you understand? Now, having said that, would you go with me, please, in your Bible, over to Genesis and chapter 1. Now remember, we aren't going to fix anything. All you can do is make sure you understand things rightly, and understanding them, stand firm and hold your ground in your head and in your heart in the midst of all the stuff. And you don't have to get swallowed up by it. You don't have to be a victim of it. You can be a winner before men, before angels and God and the good and the people. You'll be a winner in the midst of losers. Now, Genesis chapter 1, I'm just doing this for myself. You would think I would understand it, but I'm going to double check. Genesis 1 and 27. God created, that's right, we didn't evolve, we aren't an accident, we aren't the product of a seed and an egg, that's the physical. We're the product of God's grace. God creates us. Wonderfully, wonderfully, the person inside of you, God creates. Now, and that's accountable to God. And God saves the person. not the body. Now, so what? God, you created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So therefore, I understand there are males and females. There's no its. You understand? There's no its. Male, female. You, no offense to you, you're either one or the other. Do you understand? Some of you, if you have, not you guys, but people have a problem because the system, a godless system, mother, family, all of that's been invaded, and all of that is the young people are being fed in the system by the education and everything. They're being fed the other, and if the home doesn't have it straight, then who's to stop them thinking and feeling what they do, as wrong as it is? They're going to do it. So now, so they're male and female. That's all. That's all. There is no in-between. Understand that. There are physical abnormalities that occur. But they're rare. And so you don't want to get in caught. You're either a male or a female. You can't be something else. And Genesis chapter 5, and in verse 2, to say it again. May I go in chapter 5, picking up if I can, in verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that God created man in the likeness of God created made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. And in the day they when they were created. So God, they're male and female. And over to chapter 2 again. And in chapter 2, we are reminded in chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God, you did that. I did that. And they're made, and we had it in Sunday school a little bit. And here is some, it was red earth from down south, because that's what the word dust, red earth, ruddy, reddish, brown earth. And here's earth. And here's some of it that was once reddish. And here it is. Now, this we shared in Sunday school. This is you. Understand? I know you're all excited. This is what you are. Apart from God's grace and being a person, we're going to put you in the ground and you're going to become this, what you already are. You're going to go back to what you were, dust. Now, I wouldn't get too excited. People trying to be something. I need to be what you intend me to be, God. I can't enjoy being created, born. I can't enjoy being the person unless I do it rightly. I can't be what I'm not. I can't be a female. Do you understand? I try to tell the ladies and my wife, I understand. I do. I think like a lady. She said, you can't think like a lady. You understand? Because I'm a man. And you can't think like a woman. I know we say we do. We understand women. No, we don't. Women are women. And they're women. So just leave women. And you're going to honor the women. That's what you're going to do. They think like women. And that's what they should do. They're women. And they need to be women. But when we're all done, we're only dust. So everyone needs to be what they are. So to rob us and to hoodwink my mind that I'm something that I'm not leaves me in a dither because then I'm trying to be something that I'm not. And with all the mechanical operations and drugs and hormones and everything we try to do, that doesn't change us inside. It changes us on the outside and can louse up our mind, but it can't do anything to change us. So I need to be what I am. And God, I understand that, and I'm just dust. But God, in your wonderful grace, you have done something wonderful. Now, so we move quickly to it, over to Galatians chapter 3. In Galatians chapter 3, you will note, may I go, in the light of the context, verse 26. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, when we come to know Him as our Savior. For as many of you as have been baptized, placed into, immersed into Christ, have put on Christ, we have a unique personal relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, thus to the living God. And it makes what happened. There is in Christ Jesus, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So God, you did something wonderful for us. You made us, gave us the physical birth. And how could we have so many of us? Because you made it possible, Eve, the mother of all living, the mother, the key, the mother, the key. If I can shoot down the mother's value, place in life, and that's the family, all of it, if I can get rid of that, then I've corrupted all of society. Because it all of it is made up from seed of the woman. All of us are humans. And so, God, here we are. And God, you made us like we are, male and female. I want to understand that so that I can understand I am a male, I can be saved. I am a female, I can be saved. I can know you, the living God. That's right. And you know me, and you're going to know me in a most wonderful way, chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, born in Bethlehem of Judea, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Why? That we might receive the adoption to be placed as sons. Because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our heart, crying, Abba, Father, so that we're able to say, when we know you as our Lord and Savior, our Father. A father. We're able to say, God, you are our Father. Legitimately, legally, rightly, eternally, you're our Father. That's right. Father. And we're sons. We're sons. We have a unique personal relationship. Why call us all sons when we're girls? Because I'm not going to call you girls after this. There is no male and female. I'm not going to do that. Do you understand? You're persons. I made you male and female to get all of you here. Otherwise, you couldn't be. I'd have to create, like I did angels. Each angel, each person, I'd have to create. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have Adam and Eve able to bring forth a child, etc., 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 and mothers, the mothers of all, mother of all living. We all of us came by way of mother. There's not one person you'll ever meet that said, I came by way of my father. That's not a trick question. Do you understand that? You can't do that. I don't have the equipment. It isn't possible. So you need to keep it in focus so you don't get loused up in all of this. Because God, you want to appreciate. I want to appreciate mother, father. I want to honor my mother and father. I want to honor being a person. That's what it's all about. A woman, wow, that's a wonderful thing. I want to be that. I want to be. You want to be what you are, do you understand? You want to be that. Because God made you that. You want to enjoy that. With all of its ups and downs, ins and outs, you want to enjoy it. In order to be what? So that you focus. You got the reality this way, in your head and heart physically, and you find the reality this way in God's wonderful person and presence. That God has a wonderful plan for male and female to be brought into a unique, wonderful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ in this age of grace, to know Him as a Son, in the Son. Wow. That's why we're here. That's why I was born physically. That's why my mother went through the birth pangs, I'm sure, and all of that. Now, so therefore, Dear lady, mom, dad, boy, girl, you are a wonderful, wonderful creation. You are a very precious person. Is that all right? You are a very precious person. So forget all the rest of it. Background, father, mother, brother, sister, how you were raised, all the stuff that's all over the place. No, you're the result. And you're sitting here, we're here, to remind ourselves that we are wonderfully, wonderfully precious to God. So precious that he gave his only begotten son to die on Calvary's cross to make us as sons. Wow. Now, and, over if you would please, in Luke chapter 2. I'll do it quickly. Luke chapter 2. Now our Lord, in his wonderful grace, our Lord, at age 12, etc., understood his heavenly Father. God was his Father. He knew that. And his family had to know that. They didn't like it, but that's what it was. They knew that. Joseph knew that. And verse 51, and he's growing, and he went down, the Lord Jesus Christ, he went down with them, mother and father, and they came to Nazareth, verse 51, chapter 2, and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Now he was subject, he's only 12, he yielded to mother and father, it was God's order. Do you understand that? Honor thy father and thy mother. This is the first commandment with blessing. All right. So, the fifth commandment is honor thy father and thy mother. Now, the first four are about God, and the next ones are about us humans. Now, you're born by mom and dad and God. How do we get from 5 to 1, 2, 3, 4? How do we go from 1, 2, 3, 4 commandments to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? How do we do that? Well, God, you made a bridge. And that is, we were born of a woman. Honor thy father and mother. So you understand, you aren't an accident, you aren't a freak, you aren't some overgrown evolutionary nothingness. And if people think that, they don't want to think that. I never met an evolutionist who wanted to be one. I never did. They never wanted to face the consequences. Then, dear friend, you are nothing. You are an overgrown, nothing freak, going nowhere, having no future. Who wants to face that? No one wants to face that. That's reality. So, God, here we are, and we have a wonderful relationship to you. And the Lord Jesus Christ is subject to God's order. Honor thy father and mother. And because that's the way you honor God and get to God, God gets to you because you understand the order. Whose order? God's. God created the male and female. That's what God did to replenish the earth. Now, over if you would please. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians in chapter 11. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, honored his own word, his own commandment, and yielded. That doesn't mean he did wrong if they said it. It just means that he honored the position of his mother and father. And that's how that's how he came, born in Bethlehem of Judea. 1 Corinthians 11, order, God's wonderful order. Picking up, if I can, may go directly in verse chapter 11, and in verse 1, be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know what? That the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. So what do we have? Well, we have an order. God, Christ, man, woman. An order. It's an order. It's a wonderful thing. Eve was taking it out of the side of Adam. She's out of Adam. She isn't a separate thing. She's out of Adam. It's all, if that weren't true, if that wasn't true, Christ couldn't die on the cross for the sin. He'd only, which one would he die for? He couldn't die for both. He has to die for all humans when he dies. And every single human came out of Adam. Eve, and then every human came out. You understand? He's the source. And since he is connecting all the pieces, so when he injects himself into humanity, born in Bethlehem of Judea, dies on the cross, he injects himself into the whole humanity, and every cell in my body is injected with the benefit of his saving grace, his death on the cross, so that all are able to be truly offered the gospel of grace and be saved. And the sin that keeps, as you know, anyone out from being all that God has in mind is the sin of unbelief, John chapter 16. Because you don't believe. I died for you. I paid the price. You don't ask me about forgiveness. I've done it. You don't ask me about paying. I've paid. It's finished. I offer you the gift of God as eternal life in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift. I give it to you. And we get all loused up with the whole thing. Now, so God, here we are looking in this wonderful thing, and there's order, wonderful order. There's nothing wrong with having order. It's wonderful to have it. And we're part of it. We aren't trying to be out of order. And that's what happens back at the Second World War and all of that stuff. And you know what happened. Women had to go to work, and men were over there fighting and dying, and they built submarines and built everything. And they had to do it. But that never got recovered to back where it was. And a change took place, and then a change kept taking place. And so when that happens, then being home, being a mother, being a woman, is changed. So it's very hard to have a healthy, holy, happy, biblical understanding of being a woman. It's a wonderful thing. It isn't a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing. God made you that way. What do you want to be something else for? You only can be what you are anyway. So God, here we are, order, wonderful order. Order, and it's in subjection. We aren't that. We honor. Women go around and you can say what you want, do what you want. All I'm trying to do is tell you is that the order is, in the light of heaven and humanity, God, Christ, man, woman. Woman came out of men. And if you broadcast that on the news, I don't know how they'll be happy about that. And tell them that. People don't want to hear that. It's nothing wrong with it. It's a wonderful thing. Otherwise, you could never be saved. Nothing would ever work. The whole system would never happen. Thank God it happened. Thank God the way it happened. Thank God the how you got here. Wow. So not only are we a precious person, but you have a precious practice of showing God's wonderful order. We value being a person, and we value the practice of being a person. And we're a woman, we're a man, all of that, boy or girl, man or woman, mother or father. That's what we are. It's a wonderful thing. It may not seem wonderful for many reasons, but in the light of the whole picture, it is a wonderful thing. And you don't want to lose the picture, because you're very valuable and precious, and what you do, you influence people. So you can influence them to be kooky or not kooky. It's up to you. How do you want to influence them? Good or bad? So you want to show the right way, think the right way, and do the right way. And that's what you do. And the world come and go, and there it is. And so, God, we are wonderfully in subjection to your wonderful person over in Ephesians. In Ephesians, And in chapter 1, our Lord, remember, God, Christ, man, woman. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was saying it, jumping ahead to get there. The Lord Jesus Christ, his assignment is to bring all of creation into subjection. And then in his perfect resurrected humanity, he's the man that God created humans for this, men, and he turns around, 1 Corinthians 15, and he gives it all to God, that God might be all in all. He has fixed everything, put it in order, and it is in subjection to the wonderful person of God. God, what have you done for us? You've given us Christ Jesus, the head of the church, the body. And thus, as you see it in verse 22, Ephesians 1:22, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church which is his body, his body. So we're sharing the wonderful authority, the rule and reign, the wonderment of God in his resurrected grace. We're sharing it. And the whole system is under us. It's being outworked. He's the head. And we're in subjection. The body is in subjection to the head. We shared it the other day. Your liver, your spleen, your lungs, all of them are in subjection to your head, not to anyone else's head next to you. Christ is, we're the body, he's the head. No one else, no one, not you, not me, he's the head. Wow. His body, we're the head. Now, hang on, that's a wonderful thing. Awesome. It's a gift. It's a gift. God gave it to us. Position. Wow. Over, if you would, chapter 5. Chapter 5, and in verse 21, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Wives, submit, be in subjection, God, Christ, man, woman, no problem, and to do it, and that do it because you're not because the man's wonderful or not wonderful. You're doing it as unto Christ, unto the Lord, in the fear of God. You aren't doing it because we're wonderful. We aren't. It isn't us. It's God. God's wonderful order. And that's all you're doing. You aren't showing that the good guy, a bad guy. You're showing God's wonderful order. That's what kids need to see. Children need to see. People need to see. Is there some order? Or is it all disorder, chaos? Isn't there order to the universe? Isn't there order to our society, our humanity? Yes, there is. Now, thus, in the light of that, verse 21, I should say, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Well, how can we do that? Because of God. That's why we honor the system. We're all parts. The liver, using your body physically, 1 Corinthians 12, the liver honors the kidneys. The pancreas honors the spleen, doesn't it? Isn't everything in your body subjecting itself? The liver doesn't sit there and pop itself out. Boom! The liver says, I'm me! If the liver says that, you need to go to the doctor. You understand? If your liver acts up, go to the doctor. If your liver starts speaking to you, if your appendix starts speaking to you, go to the doctor, you see? Because they're out of place. They aren't in subjection. God, verse 21, submitting ourselves one to another. That's what we do, because we understand that. That's normal. What's wrong with it? It's wonderful. And to boot, verse 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything, and looking to God as we shared. And in the process, the result, verse 26, That, I'll read verse 25, husbands love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why? That he might sanctify and cleanse it, and with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, body, not having spot or wrinkle, or in any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. It's a wonderful thing. God, yet we're part of the body. We're part of the body. Wow. We're part of whose body? Your body, Christ. You're the head. And here we are, all part in having a unique personal relationship to you. 1 Peter 5. So we have God. And in all of this, remember, there is the precious pain that just comes in being alive, trying to get it right in a wrong world. It's not easy to do it right, think right, and make it come out right. Because everything's against you. Your old nature's against you. The world's system's against you. The devil's against you. And God is for you. If God be for you, Romans 8, what? Who can be against you? You got it. So don't succumb. Don't quit. Don't say it's over. It is overwhelming. But with God, it's nothing to it. Easy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. That's good common sense. They used to do that, you know. You always respect age, you know. Always respect it. I cheered out. Dewitt's one of right up top illustration. Think of the policeman years ago, the old policeman. Coming down the up there, beat up in Boston and that, and the old policeman would come, and here's a gang, these guys all piled up out there, and the police would come and said, "Boys, and you know what? You would never hear a word of disrespect, or would never think that man could have told us to jump over the moon, and we would have tried. He's a policeman, and we honored order." Honor, and we subjected ourselves. We wouldn't even think of speaking to someone older in a bad way. They had seniority. We respected it. Do you remember that, some of you? No talking back. You never talk back to your mother or father. You don't do that. You don't do that. That's a no-no. Today, I don't know. But, now, the point, I didn't mean to get. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Why? That he may exalt you in due time. Put yourself in order, a precious person, a precious position, precious everything else. But God, here we are being crushed by the load and the world in which we live in, the environment, the conditions, the character of it. It's all coming down on top of us. But God, under your hand, we're subjecting ourselves to you. And when we subject ourselves to you and stay under your order, your design, we're children, we're precious. We have a wonderful position, a wonderful practice. With all the difficulties, we do. But, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You want to get rid of the cares? Subject yourself to me. I'll take care of all the work. Cast your... In everything by prayer and... You're going to look to God. And the Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will shall mount God on your heart. And that's what you're going to do. Yeah, I'm going to let it. I don't care. That's the way they feel. That's the way they think. I think it's stupid. I think it's the wrong way to go. You're going to pay for it. But be my guest. And jump off the cliff. Jump off the cliff. Go ahead. You want to do it? You're going to pay for it. All you got to do is think. And it's going to work. So now, God, here we are. Looking for you. And By the way, I forgot. Hang on. I don't want to lose your mind here. We have at 12:59, there's a beeping. And the board is interested in playing detective and finding the beeping. It's every week at 11:59. The person that has the beep doesn't know he's beeping. So we need to find the beeper and the beeping. I don't know exactly, but I bet he isn't here because I said this. I say he, could be a she, or could be an it. Anyway, Romans chapter 8 in closing. We are looking for that, though, and we have been unable to find it, and we are most interested in getting it. Not just to make it 12 even. 11:59, give me another minute anyway. So I'm not trying to fix that. I just... Romans chapter 8. And God help us. You know, verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. God, it's a wonderful thing that we're alive and well on planet Earth. Mothers, women, men, children, boys, girls. It's a wonderful thing to be a person. It's a wonderful thing to be part of it all. Wow. And God, and so we're looking to you. And everything has to work out for good. And it all has to work out. That doesn't mean it is good. It just means it works out for good. So God, we're looking to you. Remember, subjecting ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that everything else, casting all our care upon Him. And as we do that, it's all there. All the worries and wants and problems are there. But it's different. It's different. And in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? Now, in verse 28, it's our love to God to appreciate God's wonderful grace and working. And we appreciate it, and we look to God to outwork. We're humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God, we're looking for you to be God. You created us. Precious, prized, privilege. Wow. Now, and verse 35. And God, what's going to separate us from your love? What's going to separate us from you doing your job as God? Nothing, nothing. Sliding down, verse 37. I'll read verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Who wants to do God's way? And God's order, God's family, the way it was intended. Who wants to do that? That doesn't fit anymore. It's old-fashioned. Wrong. It's the only way. There is no other way. And all the rest of it is downfall and ruin. Now, thus, Romans chapter 8, and in verse, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than, greater than, conquerors through Him that loved us. Him that loved us. Therefore, 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from what? The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God, you aren't going to quit. You aren't going to go away. So God, I'm responsible. I'm responsible to work it out with you, not with a system. With you, in your saving grace. It's a wonderful thing. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that we can love you. That is, we want your very best for our life. You created us and made us super precious. So precious that we're more than angels. In a very wonderful way. Do you understand? Wow. Our Father and God, set apart all of this a little bit. And God, deal with our heads and our hearts, our homes, our health. God at work, home. God, here we are. But God, thank you for mothers. Thank you for creating the wonderful way that we're born into this world, the mother and father. God, thank you. A man, a woman, male and female. God, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. From all of history, here we are. And history, as it does, the world system wants to change it. Sodom and Gomorrah was one thing, and now we're at another. God, thank you for all that's happening, and our God, deal with the head and heart of many, that many would come to know you as their Lord and Savior in all of it, and encourage the dear lady folk, all of them, the boy and girls, fathers, mothers, men. God, we're just humans, and we need to be graciously moved as you would hug us, as it were, to bring us close to thyself. We don't want to be rebellious. We don't want to be indifferent. We want to let it happen, God. We want to let you to surround us and bury us in your love. Thank you very, very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you for that. Perhaps we could sing, please. 408. 408.